Well, good morning, everybody. This is Yudonna Power in rainy Los Angeles, California. It's so exciting to have so much rain. I mean, it is exciting because we've been had such a drought for so long, and the rain is pouring in, and everything is raining. It's raining joy. It's raining love. And this is Money Monday, so it's raining money. We want to say thank you for being here with us, and thank you for so many people who show up every single day on this journey and are just, we've got so many announcements, and it's so exciting. I want to say thank you to the man who put this call together. His name is, he's a man who is like a pillar in our company. He helped create Isagenics University. He's written a book called Journey to Believable. He's created Follow Your Bliss. He's got many six and multiple six-figure income earners and seven-figure income earners on his team. And he shares with everyone, all of us, all across the company. It's not just his own little team that he nurtures. It's all of us. So I want to say thank you and turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
You, Donna Power, thank you so much for that. I just am so grateful for you every day, and I just really mean that sincerely. And before we take our breath, I do want to say I'm so excited for Annie Powell. It's just amazing what's happening right now. You know, it's really cool. And Jeff and Debbie, watching you guys lead the way, and it's just fun. It's fun for all the things that are happening. There's so many exciting things. I love the messages I get constantly about this excitement, this growth. And so with that, let's all be grateful for something right now or someone. On three, let's breathe it in together and share a moment of gratitude. One, two, three, breathe in. Just hold it. And smile, smile, smile. And let that go. Beautiful, my friends. Okay, reach for what you're drinking. I'm doing something a little different today because I got up super early. I'm adding two scoops of greens and about 6 ounces of water and shake it up, and it's the best wheatgrass shot on the planet. You're welcome. Go ahead. That has become one of my favorite drinks. I love it so much. Just the taste of it, you know. So grateful for everyone that helps with our products. You know, I think of Dr. Tony O'Donnell. I think of Dr. everyone. I mean, there's so many people, you know, that use their expertise to bless us, and all under the direction of John Anderson and Jim and Kathy Coover. So thank you, everybody. You know what, guys? I know that Dave MacArthur obviously is our magic Monday maintenance millionaire, and he is in the air flying to Oklahoma right now. And we communicated a couple times this morning. So grateful for him and his leadership. And all of you people, Adam from Oklahoma, Brenda Davis, all of you people, I hope you're going to go see him. I'm not sure exactly where he's going, but go to his schedule, and you can see it. Okay, so guys, I have just a brief message. Gosh, it was so perfect, you know, how Annie came on and really shared from her heart. Annie came on and shared from her heart about her gratitude, and she woke up with tears in her eyes. Guys, think about that for just a second. Waking up with tears of gratitude in your eyes. Think about for a second going to bed with gratitude in your eyes. I want to share a quick story before I get into what I was going to talk about. Obviously, I'm supposed to share this story. I had been in Isagenics for about 2 months, I think. I think it had been about 2 or 3 months in Isagenics, and I got kind of swept up in the excitement. My leaders at the time threw out a contest. I'd never been part of anything quite like this. You know, I'd never had extra money to go do things. You know, I couldn't just go do things, typically. It had to take a lot of planning. Which was good. I mean, planning's good. But so they threw out a contest that if I went Crystal Executive in this company called Isagenics, that nobody had ever heard of, this is 13 years ago now, that they would pay for my room at the Caesars Palace, because that's where the celebration was going to be, Caesars Palace. And they would pay for my room and pay for my ticket to the event. All I had to do was get there. And so, like, I did it. But I didn't understand the comp plan. Now, I want to get really honest with you and just vulnerable. I didn't understand the compensation plan at this point, but I went ahead and did what was required because of the reward they were offering, and I won the deal. I got a Crystal Executive. I helped five on my left and five on my right get two each, and all of a sudden, they paid for my room. It was the nicest hotel room I'd ever stayed in my life. I want to just cry right now. It was the nicest. I didn't even know you could stay in rooms that beautiful. Gosh, it was really cool. I didn't know Seoul. Except for the person that enrolled me. Nikki Vescovi, my Dale Carnegie instructor, she went too. And she had even a nicer room. Like, it was amazing, you know. And she was all excited because I went Crystal and she enrolled me, you know. So that makes her a one-star executive, right? So that's kind of cool. And she wasn't yet, but that's cool. It wasn't a contest. I was just excited to win what I won. And I went to register for the event. And there was about, I think, 800 people at Celebration. So, you know, imagine. That's not even close to an ICU nowadays. But that's what it was. And I went to get my to get my registration, and they handed me an envelope, and inside of it, there was $375 in cash. Cash! Three, like, large bills. What? Because there was some other contest that the company had been running that I didn't even know about where you were earning cash. And an air filter for those of you that have been in long enough to know that they used to give us air filters. And I want every air filter. But the thing was, is I didn't understand the comp plan. But I was swept up in the excitement and the brilliance of the people I was meeting. And it was like, whoa, something magical is happening right now. I've never been around people like this. And I want to be one of them. And so I became one of them, like I just did. I stepped into that role, and but I didn't understand the comp plan. This is so hilarious, right? So I remember one of the people that I enrolled that got there too, that became one of my consultants so that I could go Crystal Executive, was my attorney that had helped me open about 200 restaurants. He was brilliant, one of the most brilliant men I've ever known. And he would rock these leases, and we were signing 10 and 15 and 20 and 30-year deals, you know, to open restaurants at million-dollar deals, like a lot. And this guy was brilliant. And he was doing another network marketing company at the time called USANA. And he was always trying to get me to do USANA. And now, you know what? Because of my respect for him, I tried USANA for 30 days. I can't say that anything happened to me. Look, maybe I did it wrong, but I took everything they said to do, and nothing happened. That I can remember. Because when I did Isogen, it's like, oh, my gosh, on day three, it was like, freak me out. I got shot out of a canyon. A canyon into a canyon. Oh, my gosh, the Isa Canyon, you know, like I was on fire. So the reason I'm telling you this is because I wasn't even close to being out of my old life. I still was consulting for restaurants. I still used his services. He was still one of my best friends and one of my mentors. And oh my gosh, he lost 17 pounds and his wife lost 13 pounds. They lost a total of 40 pounds as a couple in 9 days. I mean, it changed everything in his world, health-wise, right? And then we were on the phone one day, and he says, hey, Lenny, I don't think you totally understand what you have yet. Because he had bought into the network marketing model long before me. He had been making residual money with USANA of about $300 to $500 a month. I think it was that much for years. Like, he got residual income, like it was brilliant. But he had this amazing idea. Oh, because I decided that I was at a crossroads in my life. I didn't know what to do with my life, and I called him to ask him if he thought I should go back to law school to become an attorney. Did he think I'd be good at it? Because I needed to make more money for God's sakes. I was so done being broke. This is real. So he says to me, I don't think you understand what you have. I don't think you totally understand your compensation plan. I said, oh, yeah, that whole thing. Yeah, you know what, Doug? To be honest with you, some people were talking about it, so I did the math. I reverse engineered how many times you could give 6% out of a 9-day up the ladder, up the chain of people up above you, and it runs out for sure. So yeah, I'm thinking I should go to law school. Wow. God bless Doug Heim. Doug Heim says to me, "Why don't you come down to Orange County and take me out to lunch at our favorite Chinese restaurant, and I will show you the compensation plan. And it will change your life. Because if you get it, Lenny, and you go, you'll be making more than any attorney in a very short time. And plus, you won't be very happy being an attorney. You get to be Lenny doing this." Wow. Okay, so whoa, I wasn't even going to talk about this. I certainly wasn't going to be emotional. Goodness sakes. So take a breath with me on 3, 1, 2, 3, breathe in. Thank you. That was for me. Okay, so that was Love Thy Neighbor, right? My mentor. I drove down a couple days later and took him out to lunch at our favorite Chinese restaurant. God, I love that place. It's right in the same parking lot where I helped him open a hoagie. And I did everything to help him make that work, and it just didn't work. Ah, and he ended up selling it, and it's a long story, but it was at that table on a napkin that he showed me how the geometric progression of numbers was actually made manifest in this particular compensation plan. He showed me how 2 became 4, became 8, became 16, became 32, 64, 128, 256, 512. And I never, at 512, I always go back, I lose 12, and I go back to 500 because then I can rock it for a minute more. See, 500 becomes 1,000, becomes 2,000, becomes 4,000, 8,000, 16,000, 32,000, 64,000, 128,000. You guys following me? And then I always go, okay, wait, that's too much. Go back to 250,000 and go 500,000, 1 million, 2 million, 4 million, 8 million, 16 million, 32 million. You guys following this? 64 million, 128 million. So the as genius as all of that is, I remember that day. Hold on, because I was really getting it. I drove home from Orange County from that Chinese restaurant. I probably stopped at 15 restaurants on the way. Oh, to check in on them because that was my job. To tell them what I thought they were doing wrong. The whole system was built to find errors in what they were doing wrong. Somehow I delivered that well, so I was successful in that, you know. But it wasn't getting me anywhere. And so I remember going home that night, and I decided to watch the comp plan again. And again, and again, and again. And then the words of Doug Heim made sense to me. See, I had never been able to think there. That the current thinking that got you where you are is insufficient to get you out of it, to get you on, to get you upward, to get you to step up. New thinking must occur. New thinking leads to new words, leads to new actions, leads to new thinking. Leads to new words, leads to new action. So it's all a series of events here. And so I needed all that precisely to happen in my life so that I could understand the compensation plan, so I could speak about it with passion and boldness and excitement, even though I would be mocked, even though people would think that I had lost it, that I was leaving corporate America to do this thing. But when I got it that night, and this is bringing me full circle back to Yankee. Oh, I love this. Because that night when I went to bed, I never did quite go to bed. You see, I couldn't. I remember laying there on my back, looking straight up at the ceiling, and the same feeling happened to me yesterday when I took yoga class. I was at Be Hot Yoga, and my dear friend JT Jasher. Jasher taught this class for 90 minutes of hot, very hot yoga, like almost ready to sometimes wonder where that next breath was coming from, hot yoga. And I remember we're laying in that last pose, and he told us to get over on our right side and get into, it's a fetal position. It's a beautiful yoga pose. It's getting back to as close to the womb as possible, and you're just kind of snuggled up there, and you're in a very comfortable, but right when I did it, I had that sensation that happened 13 years ago, right after this day, with the lunch at the Chinese restaurant with Doug Hyam. Gosh, this is so beautiful, because I remember as soon, I was so sweaty yesterday when I turned over, the water just went boom right in my ear, and it was like I was underwater. You know that feeling when you have water in your ear, right? Especially when both ears have water in your ear. It's a weird, it's an interesting sensation, and you want to get out, you know, because it's weird, but it feels like you're underwater. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. I rolled over on my right side, and I had that moment where it took me right back to 13 years ago, or about 12 and a half years ago now. Wow. Because, I know, right? They're like, Lenny, you have totally lost your way in the story. No, the water in my ear. You see, that night, I thought I was drowning because I was crying so sincerely and so much that the tears were flooding down my eyes. And if you do that just right, your ears will be filled up with water. Your ears will be filled up with water because of gratitude. Because you finally know. I remember that night thinking, oh my gosh, I just never knew. I was never around anybody. I never knew how to become a millionaire. And now I know. I know it. It's a knowing. Like, if you don't quit, Rhonda Collier, you'll be a millionaire. I believe in you. So, I woke up that same next morning with a new Lenny with tears in my eyes, Annie. And one star was next for me. It felt so good. And two star, three star, four star, five star, you know, that's what starts to happen for everybody. That's what can happen for you. That's what can happen for you. You know, it's funny. I remember once in my zeal to becoming the world's greatest networker, calling Jimmy. Jimmy and I were connected. You know, he did a lot of calls for me in the beginning. Jimmy Smith, the legend. And he was always there for me, you know, but unless he wasn't. And a lot more and more he wasn't, you know, because there were other brilliant rock stars needing him constantly. Susan Sly, Carolyn Rodriguez, we were all building at the same time, and he was always helping all of us. George Reese, oh my gosh, like, he couldn't do enough for anyone, anyone that asked for his help. And yes, he was in my upline, but I'm sure I was on a maxed-out leg way soon, you know. And so anyway, he just did this out of the goodness of his heart. And I remember one time early on, I was still a business consultant, and I called him, and it went to his voicemail. And back in the day, it would say things like, you know, this person's voicemail is full. I remember it was a lady's voice, and she said, like, the voicemail for Jimmy Smith, if you say it in his life, is full. You cannot leave a message. Call back later. And I remember, like, right then, judging Jimmy. I was just such a judger of Jimmy right then. I judged him. Because it was like, come on, bro, this is, let's bring this out. Let's bring our profession up to a whole new level. Let's not let our voicemails be full. Let's take those messages off, take care of business, and rock, and always be there, and be smarter than that. You know, your voicemail's full. And I remember telling him that in a sweet way, I think, in a corrective way, the corrective way that I knew, because I was in charge of 300 restaurants, you know, and I was there to find what was wrong. And so I was helping Jimmy, you know, whatever. And I remember Jimmy saying in this most sincere, beautiful, humble way, he goes, I'll get around to erasing all those voicemails. At some point. But you see, the voicemails are so beautiful. I just don't dare to delete them. They're voicemails of pure gratitude and joy. Of people sharing their hearts, crying, snot bubbles sometimes because I must have said something or did something or reached out or shared an opportunity with them that was the same for them as it was the same for me, and they are so unbelievably grateful. And let me just end with this. You know, Oprah Winfrey said, be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever, ever have enough. And I am so grateful right now. I really am, you know. I'm grateful for Jimmy Smith. It's funny, as I was practicing this new gratitude technique of taking 7 minutes each morning to write down everything I'm grateful for and everything I appreciate in life, I opened my journal, which right now it's almost done, but I have new ones ready to go. It's so funny. I've been writing so much on my goals and everything, but this is a Rumi journal, and Rumi said this. He said, "In the darkness of ignorance, if in the darkness of ignorance you don't recognize a person's true nature, look to see who he has chosen for his leader." And I started writing down my leaders. And I just started, and I'm going to read a few, you know, right now, because it's like Jimmy, of course Jimmy Smith is on here, and Bill Mayer, Jay Coburn, and George Reese, my first mentors, you know, Nikki Descovy, the people that brought me in, but then all the people I surrounded myself right away with, you know, who became my leaders? Jim Cooper, Kathy Cooper, Eric Cooper, David Wood, Travis Garza, Dave and Carrie MacArthur. Yeah, I was Dave's co-leader at the time, you know, but he became my leader. Rhonda, Kim, Nally, Steve, Dave and Mary, Wendy, Jeff and Debbie, Udonna, Trina, Brady, Casey, Alicia, Jen, Valerie, Ross. You know, I start thinking about all these people in my life, and I'm like, yes, my leaders rock, you people. I love you. And so that's gratitude. Gratitude is not being able to erase a voicemail, because how dare you erase that voicemail of a heartfelt, like, let's put that onto an MP3 or figure out and put it somewhere so you can do it properly. I know voicemail is kind of a thing of the past, but that's just the point. Let's exude gratitude constantly. And do that through smiling. And that's what I want to leave with, is just start smiling more. I'm going to be teaching so much about this. I've discovered something profound in my life. After 3 or 4 years of studying yoga, oh my gosh, I figured out the most important pose there is a smile. For real. It starts the chain reaction of air that the thoughts right on in our, even inside of our bodies. It's absolutely fascinating. So my friends, I'm grateful I could fill in today, and that's not the message I was going to share really at all, but hey, it worked, and I'm so grateful for what we have. Let's go out and share it more and make sure that people know about it. You know, let skeptical people be skeptical people, but invite them to take a look, and if they will, that's all we're asking for. If they'll change their worldview of how money works and how residual income can be the answer to so many questions. So with that, my friends, I'm going to unmute these lines. Thank you for being here. We're so grateful. And tomorrow, Udonna will be with us. And I'm just, again, so grateful for each and every one of you. Let's take one more breath in on 3, 1, 2, 3. Breathe in and smile. Oh, yeah. Let's go rock this day, you guys. All right, we are live, my friends. Let's rock. 1, 2, 3.
Hi, Jimmy.